For 5 days last month, the center of the jazz world was Havana, Cuba. Musicians from about 20 countries, including the United States, took part in the 19th Havana Jazz Festival. The event has grown dramatically in recent years as Cuban music has gained popularity in the U.S. and in Europe. For Cuban musicians, many of whom live in poverty, the festival is a chance to reach an international audience and gain valuable exposure. From Havana, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Fidel Castro freely admits he has no ear for music, but he must be about the only Cuban who'll say that. This is an island with a musical pulse. Everywhere you go, someone is tapping out a beat. From nearly every doorway comes a rhythmic tune. Castro's effort to suppress the Cuban jazz scene during the early days of the revolution was one of his least successful moves. He had associated the music with the dance clubs and casinos of the decadent Batista era. But Cuba now depends on tourism, Cuban jazz is a big draw, and Havana clubs are flourishing again. La Zorra El Cuervo is one of the hot Havana clubs. Tonight the place is packed, partly with Cubans, mostly with foreigners.
Welcome to Cuba, welcome to the jazz club. We are going to present you a wonderful night, and we are going to be playing up to 4 o'clock.
La Zorra El Cuervo is known for showcasing new, relatively unknown Cuban groups. Tonight, the club's artistic director, Tony Basanta, has booked a brass trio with a tuba, a French horn, and a baritone horn, and he's invited other young Cuban musicians to take turns playing along.
I always try to invite a lot of people to come here and jam and also to see what is happening. And they are getting acquainted, all of them, because they are friends and they have studied together some years.
Among the artists here tonight is an up-and-coming young trumpet player named Jacek Manzano. He has a Cuban musical training, but he's learned from U.S. artists who come through. Trumpet players Wynton Marsalis and Roy Hargrove, for example, helped Manzano improve his breathing technique during visits they made to Cuba. The jazz scene, in fact, is one of the few regular points of contact between the United States and Cuba. Musicians from the two countries intermingle far more than do the societies as a whole. The U.S. government generally lets U.S. artists travel freely to Cuba, while Cuban authorities in recent years have allowed more Cuban musicians to perform abroad and even to sign record deals. This is a huge change from when Tony Basanta was growing up in the early days of the Cuban Revolution, when listening to the Beatles could get a kid in trouble.
I had a band, a local band with my friends near my house, and I used to sing many of the Beatles pieces. And someday, somebody who I don't know who, he decided to forbid the music song in English. Everything had to be done in Spanish. And I did never understand that. And myself, I was accused of ideological diversionism.
In fact, it wasn't only U.S. or European music that was considered inconsistent with the ideology of revolutionary socialism. Cuban music was also suspect if it was tied to religion, or if it inspired nostalgia for the nightclub days of Havana in the 1950s. But the ideology that rules Cuba these days is the drive for dollars. And Cuban jazz is helping put Havana back on the map. The jazz festival this past month brought gatherings all over Havana, with young Cuban musicians like pianist Roberto Carcasas meeting and playing with established artists from abroad.
Well, you know, it's a party. It's a big party. It's happiness. There are musicians coming from everywhere and from U.S. They're really good musicians. They come without being paid, just for playing with the Cuban musicians and to share.
Carcasses and his father, jazz singer Bobby Carcasses, were among the featured guests at a reception hosted by the Canadian Embassy. The party was to celebrate the release of a documentary film about the Canadian sax and flute player Jane Bunnett, a regular on the Cuban scene. Bunnett and her husband, trumpet player Larry Kramer, have been visiting Cuba for more than 10 years, traveling across the island in search of musical talent.
There's just so much musical energy. It reminds me what it must have been like reading books about the jazz scene in New York in the 40s and 50s, and just the energy, people making music just for music, and great things coming out of that.
New York is still the jazz capital of the world, the place to which artists look for inspiration. But Cuban musicians such as singer Bobby Carcasses say they have their own jazz tradition.
Jazz y la música cubana son dinámicos.
Cuban music has the same African roots as American jazz, but it developed on a different path. In the United States, the Africans mix with other elements to produce American jazz. Here they mix with the Spanish elements to make Cuban jazz. But all jazz comes from the same root, Africa.
If anything, the African roots of jazz are even more evident in Cuba, for one reason. Here, drums survived. African slaves in the United States weren't allowed to use drums. Afro-Cuban bands, such as Bao Ba, are now a big part of the jazz scene here. Jose Ramon Rodriguez and his band have played in Denmark and Argentina, and they're headed soon for a return engagement in Atlanta. But this comes after being together for 6 years, and it's been a struggle. Cuban communists once discouraged Afro-Cuban music because of its ties to the Santeria religion, a blend of African and Roman Catholic traditions. And like other Cuban groups, Bao Ba started with only their energy and talent.
We didn't have anything. We didn't have instruments. We couldn't even dress properly. But you have to start somewhere and work to get ahead.
And for every Afro-Cuban group like Bao Ba that's successful, dozens more languish in obscurity. The competition to get noticed is intense. In part because music is one of the few areas in which Cubans have an opportunity to make good money and get international recognition. But also because there's such a large supply of Cuban musical talent.
Musicians here are musicians from the day they're born. So when they advance at all, you can only imagine how competitive they become. If you're a Cuban and you don't play another instrument, you play a drum. Everyone in Cuba is a musician, so the competition is fierce.
And no more so than during the International Jazz Festival, when Cuban musicians are desperate to get noticed by record company representatives and international concert promoters. At one point, many Cuban musicians who sought artistic freedom and commercial success felt they had to defect. But these days, they have more options. The biggest jazz star here, pianist Chucho Valdez, plays clubs from New York to Los Angeles and still keeps a home in Havana. Chucho Valdez directed this latest jazz festival in Havana, and many of the jazz artists who showed up to play with him, from Spain, Germany, Brazil, and elsewhere, were here not to discover Cuban talent, but to be associated with it. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Havana.